from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
1, 2, 3.
It's time to take a look at today's top headlines.
This is the front page on the Morning Shift.
Time to hit the front page. And yes, it is NBA draft day today. And some of these prospects were talking to the media, like an Alex Saar, who many have projected as possibly the top pick in this draft. And the Atlanta Hawks happen to have the top pick, but they have not been able to get a workout together with Alex Saar. And so he was asked about that yesterday and whether or not, you know, what he wants to do if he goes number one.
Yeah, I mean, I have a great team around me, you know, Bill Duffy and WME. They've already been through all of this, and I trust them. And, you know, I'm not going to get into the specifics of where I worked out or where I didn't, but you know, I've been doing my best in my workouts, and that's all I can control.
I mean, look, the thing about Alex Saar is this. Listening to his words yesterday, he's so matter-of-fact, and you can tell that the words that he's putting out there
were put into his mouth
put
first.
Into his mouth. You know what I mean? Like, he's talking, he's like, I trust my representation. You know, I listen, Bill Duffy and the team over there.
I thought he was going to go NASCAR and start mentioning all of his sponsors.
No, man.
They all work so hard, sponsors.
Alex Saar, and I think when you have guys in these, this is for any sport, I think when you have guys in these situations, you tend to forget really how young they are. And you can tell that he's a guy who's been in front of the media before, but he's not like a media darling. He's not sitting out there and just
he's not
charming
dripping
everybody
with charisma.
He's just sitting there going, yeah, it didn't work out for him, and I trust my representation, and that was the decision we made. And I'm going, you better not try our game. You better not do it. It's frustrating to hear, because you want people to want you when you have the first pick.
I don't want to come to your nasty city.
What?
You know, just be honest with it.
Oh my God,
your ratchet city.
I don't. And the thing is, like, I truly believe that this is a basketball decision, but the history of Bill Duffy in this franchise and everything else that's gone on, it's no secret, man.
I mean, you would have liked maybe a more polished, I don't know what you wanted him to do, like sugarcoat it, I don't know, yeah. But there's PR coaching, and maybe he didn't have any of that, or yeah. Maybe they just said, hey, if people ask you about this, keep it simple and say this, I trust my representation, yeah. And that's... That's it.
And honestly, read this like a robot would.
But the things that have been coming out, the things that have been coming out, and he didn't, not so much what he said, but the things that have been coming out are very friendly, I think. I think they're friendly to the Hawks, of saying, you know, there's rumors out there that Alex Saar's representation likes the situation in Washington better than they like the situation in Atlanta, because you got Kuzma, but you don't have Jalen Johnson and Onyeka and Clint Capella and everything else that you would have. There's a clear path to early playing time and a better second contract.
Do you think that softens the blow?
I I do.
You are.
I'd rather. Yeah.
But wait, you're the possibly the number one overall pick, and or you hold possibly the number one overall pick,
yep.
And you basically have someone saying, it doesn't matter about going number one. I don't want to go.
I would
here.
Rather him say that, Tiff, than come out and be like, I don't like Atlanta. I've been there before. I don't like the city. I don't like the franchise.
Then
I don't like the
great
players
when he
on
comes
the roster.
Here to play.
I know. I'd rather him say, I like the situation in Washington better than to aim at Atlanta and say, I don't like Atlanta. I'd rather him say, I like Washington better. I mean, it just is what it is.
I want him to crap on the city.
I want
to make him a villain.
You want him to just
hate him for the next 12 years when he comes to town.
Stink it up.
Have some juice. Yes.
Right.
Okay. That's why he declined the workout. Now let's get into, how he feels about maybe being that number one overall pick.
I mean, of course, you're not as a competitor, but for me, it's more important to be drafted, I think at the end of the day, that's what's most important, and you just got to be grateful for that.
So it doesn't matter about being number one. You just want to be drafted, period, which is special for anybody that's going through that process.
I think anybody would love to say, hey, I was the number one overall pick.
But with that comes the scrutiny and the potential to have the bust label that plagues you for the rest of your life. So you can labor in obscurity by being a lower draft pick, but the money's not going to be the same.
I think you're talking about in year one, I think you're talking about $1 million difference. I think over the course of the contract, I think it's something like a $3 million difference.
Right.
But I think to his point, and he talks about trusting his representation, what is a good agent looking at in terms of these rookie deals? They're looking at the second contract. Right, so if Bill Duffy is
5 years away,
right? But if Bill Duffy is looking at the situation, going, where are we really going to make the money? We're going to make it on the second contract, and if that is by getting minutes early and often in Washington, then so be it. If that's where we think that he can, make the biggest impact and get the biggest second contract, then so be it.
Well, could this be? That's why he wants to have the ball in his hands more, not just be your typical center that relies on the lob, this, that, and the other. And if he enhances that reputation, that's when you really get the max contract. If he just labors as a five, chances are he may not. There's a chance he wouldn't get that max contract.
This is also true. Well, you know who the Hawks did work out? Donovan Clingan. And he talked about what that process was like.
It was a good workout. I feel like I was able to show everything I could do offensively and defensively at a high level. I feel like the athletic testing went very, very well. I shot the ball at a very, very high level and was very good in the ball screen. Role game on offense and on defense. So I feel like the workout went well and I'll see you tomorrow.
He's 7'2", 280 though.
He's a big dude.
That's just a lot of dude.
Large human being.
A sophomore.
He's not a Zach Edey. He's more athletic. And I think the question with some of these younger big guys, and y'all tell me if I'm wrong, is can they keep up with the pace of NBA play?
Yep.
Going from,
an adjustment for anyone coming?
It is.
Yeah, that rookie wall they all hit about 50 games into the season.
We just talked about Reza Shea and Sar and how slight they are, and they're young, and they're thin, and they're running up and down the court. Like, I look at a guy who's 7'2", 280, and I'm like, I don't think that guy's going coast to coast. You know what I mean? I don't think, get back on defense. I don't think that's been something.
How long before his feet start? Men are plagued by bad feet.
He's had foot issues. He already has had foot
Red
issues.
Red flag. Have you heard of Greg Oden?
I think you get the two Frenchmen that go 1-2 tonight, and I think Klingon probably sits right there at 3, but I think that's where the draft starts. I think Houston's at 3. They've talked about their willingness to trade and kind of, go into win now mode if they can get the right things. And I think Klingon's a great player. I mentioned it yesterday. I saw UConn take on Bama in the Final Four, and he was by far the best player on the court.
Yes.
And they could do nothing with him. I don't know how well it translates to what the Hawks want to do, more or less. But I think if you could put together a package and Clint Capella go somewhere and you gain more players, then I think Klingon becomes an interesting spot at 1.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.